the first song that I wrote, gosh, I think it was probably when I was about 19 or 20 years old. I had a whole other life as a jazz singer, and so I had some, I did a little bit of writing then. I lived in Boston, Massachusetts, and I also lived in New York City, but I started some writing then, but I think that I wasn't really on track yet with my own voice. I was still trying to find my way, and I had this really solid jazz component where I was singing all these songs that were standards, you know, that they were old songs. And that was a lot of fun, but the creative piece was being an improviser, you know, for me. I was able to take that out of my jazz life, and my ability to improvise became my ability to write songs. And my ability to trust my own voice and my lyrics, well, that just took time. I really didn't even see myself as a songwriter for a long time. I think that it took making this particular record that won and Bluebird and Emma Song came off of, then I started to be able to say, oh, maybe I am a songwriter after all. And I'd already recorded a couple of other records, but I still didn't have that in my self-image. And now